Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, oh yeah. Listen, I'm so glad we can remember.
Welcome to the First Baptist of Holly Spring Bible Study Power Hour. I am the pastor, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight. It is February the 23rd, year of our Lord 2021. You are listening to the First Baptist of Holly Spring Bible Study Power Hour. Tonight we are continuing to celebrate Black history with our Black History Trivia Contest. First Baptist of Holly Springs is located at 208 Grigsby Avenue in the city of Holly Springs, North Carolina, where our doors hang on welcome hinges. When this pandemic is over, we cordially invite you to come and be a part of the rich religious experience that is First Baptist of Holly Springs. However, right now, because of the pandemic, we are worshiping virtually. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the First Baptist of Holly Springs Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. There on the Facebook page, you will find all the pertinent information concerning First Baptist of Holly Springs. You'll also find our link for the Bible study every Tuesday night, which is tonight, at 7 p.m. You'll find the link for the internet link. You'll also find the call-in number. And that call-in number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. 9. Also on the Facebook page, you will find our Sunday morning service. Every Sunday morning, we go live on Facebook at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and you can find our Sunday morning service there on the Facebook page. So we invite you to go there so that you will be able to stay in touch with us, and we will be able to stay in touch with you. There are three ways in which you can give to the house of the Lord. And that is, first of all, from the hour of 11 to 12, you can stop by First Baptist of Holly Springs. You can drop off your contributions or your tithes and offerings. Also, you can mail your contributions into the church. Go to our Facebook page. You will find the correct mailing address for that. Also, we have a Cash App to make it convenient for those who do not want to go out. You can simply use the Cash App. That Cash App, of course, starts with the dollar sign and the letters FBCHS, which stands for First Baptist of Holly Spring. You can use the Cash App. You can be a supporter of the house of God tonight. You can do that tonight. You can be a supporter of First Baptist tonight. So we ask that you will continue to support First Baptist, those of you who have done so and those of you who have not done so. We ask that the Lord will put it on your heart to support the house of God. By way of announcement, we want to remind you that our Family and Friends Day is coming up very soon, the second Sunday in March. We are celebrating our Family and Friends Day. We're going to have a great time in the Lord, making sure that we're doing and making all preparations for Family and Friends Day. All of you who are captains of the families, you know what your assessment is. We don't have to go into that over the air. You know exactly what that is. It is the same as it was last year. So we are working and hoping that all of you are working to make sure that we have a wonderful Family and Friends Day coming up next month. All right, tonight we are continuing to celebrate Black History with our Black History Trivia Contest. I want to thank the program chairman, Minister Earl McCullough. I want to thank Minister Quentin Lester. The ministers got together. We thought that this would be a wonderful idea for us to have this contest or this trivia contest tonight because it is our Black History celebration. Because we're not in the church in order to do Black History programs, we're trying to continue to follow our church calendar with actions and activities as we celebrate during the course of the year. And many times we will have to do things virtually because of this pandemic. So I thank all of you for thinking out of the box to make sure that we are able to continue our church calendar as we go along. I'm going to see who's on the line to make sure we have some players or some those who would like to participate in the I want to make sure my all of my scorekeepers are on the line as well. Let's see. Deacon Taylor, are you on the line? Deacon Taylor, are you on the line? Mr. McCullough, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Mr. McCullough, you are on the line?
Yes, I am.
Could you write down the following numbers?
Okay.
5088.
Okay.
9634.
Uh-huh.
5257. 5440.
Uh-huh.
9634.
Okay.
2329. Are there any numbers that I did not call? Did anyone recognize? Did not recognize their number?
That's
everybody recognize? Yes.
This is First Lady. 2329 is my number. I'm not participating. I'm just on the line.
All right. You can help Minister McCullough keep score, if you will.
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to start in just 1 minute. I just want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to be online before we start. We got one more minute before we. Yes, right. Uh huh.
2314.
You did get in time. In time. We got one more minute.
I didn't. That's
one
okay. More. I'm just.
Okay. Did you get that, Ms. McCullough, 2314?
I did.
All right. All right. We've got 30 more seconds. Okay. All lines, all other lines are closed. I hope everyone who wants to participate is on the line. All lines, all other lines are closed. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to come before your people, Father. As we celebrate our Black history, God, in the house of God, we thank you, Father, for an opportunity to have this Black history trivia contest. We pray, God, that as we go through tonight, as we both learn and understand together, that we'll have a better understanding for our history, a better understanding for the great contributions our people have made over the years. We thank you, God, for First Baptist Church. We thank you for each and every member of the congregation. We pray, God, that you will bless them everywhere and anywhere they are, that they will continue to give your name the praise. All right, it is the First Baptist of Holly Spring Bible Study Black History Trivia Contest. Here are the rules for the contest. Here are the rules for the contest. I'm going to call your phone number, and I'm going to ask you a question. You will have 10 seconds to answer the question. You can ask me to repeat the question. I will repeat the question one time, and then I will go to the next number with a different question. Does everybody understand the rules? All right.
Pastor Rogers?
Yes.
One thing, 9634 is my number, so disregard that.
9634?
Correct.
All right. All right. I got that. Thank you. All right. The first number up is 2314. 2314. Now, I'm going to give you a hint of strategy, and that's the only hint that I'm going to give anyone tonight. The questions will get harder as the contest goes on. Strategy is to answer as many early questions as you possibly can, so that later when the harder questions start, you'll be able to miss some and you'll still be able to win. All right, that's my strategy, but you do what you want to do. All right. First question, 2314, what was Simon Peter's, what did he do for a living? What did Simon Peter do for a living?
It's me, but I was thinking it was fishing.
5 seconds.
That's not right.
Give me an answer.
Boating, like, yeah.
What was the answer?
I was a fisherman.
Yes.
Fisherman is correct. Is correct. Please say your answer. Whatever you think it is, just say the answer. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and I'll go to the next person. All right? The next person, the next number is 5088. 5088. Which book comes at the end of the New Testament? What book comes at the end of the New Testament?
Malachi, can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you. That is your answer? Is that your final answer?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Nope. That answer is Revelation. Nine six three four.
Minister McCullough's. That's Minister McCullough's. 9634.
All right. Next one is 5257. 5257. 5257. Saul,
I'm here,
Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, was hit by a blinding light on his way to what city?
Can somebody else answer?
Was it Bethlehem? Pass. Pass.
Nope. The answer is Damascus. The answer is
right.
Damascus. Next number is 5440. 5440.
Okay.
5440. Many Christians were martyred for their belief. Who was the first Christian to be martyred? And the story is in the Acts of the Apostles. The first Christian to be martyred.
John the Baptist?
No. The first Christian to be martyred was Stephen. Going back to 3214. 3214. Changing to Black history questions. Who was the first African American to win an Oscar in Hollywood?
Did you say 2314?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Austin Hollywood. Pass.
Was it Mary Lou Hamer?
That name is Hattie McDaniels. Hattie McDaniels. 5-0.
You didn't get some familiar stuff to us.
5-0-8-8. 5-0-8-8.
Yes.
Here is your question.
Okay.
Who was the first black or first African American to receive a Nobel Peace Prize?
I'm gonna have to pass on that. Pass.
The name is Ralph Bunche. Ralph Bunche.
Okay.
Where are these questions?
These are Black history questions. Amen. 5257. 5257. 5257.
Right here, Pastor.
I know you're right there.
Who played the character Fiddler in the TV miniseries The Roots?
Fiddler.
Who played the character Fiddler in the TV series Roots?
I don't tip my tongue. Yeah, he played Fiddler too. I mean, Fiddler.
What did he look like?
I know who it is, Pastor. I can't get his name out, but.
His name is Lou Gossett. Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah, I know.
5440. Was that you I just talked to?
Yes.
5440.
Somebody
left. I'm here.
Okay.
Who
which
is that? Who's
distinguished?
5440,
huh?
Is it okay if
Whitney?
What number you call out, they tell who they are?
No, well, we'll find out at the end.
Okay.
5440.
Okay.
Here's one. What distinguished gospel singer performed at John F. Kennedy's inauguration? In
1961. Oh, wow. Is it a group or just one?
I'll give you one hint. We Shall Overcome. The name is Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson.
I have no idea who that is.
Black history. Black history. Amen. Black history. 2314. 2314. Who was the first African American to win a singles title in Wimbledon? Wait a minute. At the tennis. I give you one hint. It was a female. The first female Wimbledon champion from America.
Who is that for, Pastor?
It's 2314. 2314.
Williams?
Mm-mm.
Wilma Rudolph.
Before them, it was Althea Gibson. Althea Gibson.
Wow.
Althea.
That's
all
right.
Okay.
Switching back.
Wow.
Switching back to biblical questions. 5088. 5088. During the Easter, churches put on a program called the Seven Last Words of Jesus on the Cross. What is the first word?
Father, why have you forsaken me?
No, the first word is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Okay.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I had the first word right. That's it.
5257. 5257. Who was the father of the disciples James and John? Who was their father? James and John. They were
That's
the sons of. They were the sons of Zebedee. Zebedee.
Okay.
5440. 5440. Here is your question. Who was Rachel? Whose wife was Rachel?
Rachel was Leah and Jacob.
Jacob is correct. Amen. Jacob is correct. 2314. 2314. Piggybacking off of that question, name the two sons that Rachel had. The two sons that Rachel had.
Two sons that Rachel had?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel. You know it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Pass. Oh, wait a minute.
Or was it Joseph and Benjamin?
Yes, it was, but it shouldn't get that. I can't get that point. Mm-hmm. That was a point that exactly. That was Joseph and Benjamin. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, switching back to Black history questions. whose number is next? Where did I stop off?
2314.
Okay. 2314. 2314. No, here's your question.
That was what you just did.
You just finished with 2314.
Okay.
What did you say, Minister?
You should be at 5088.
Okay. Thank you. 5088. 5088. Here is your question. What was the name of the African American fighter pilot group formed during World War II? There was a movie made by
Tuskegee Airmen? The Tuskegee Group.
Tuskegee Airmen is correct.
Airmen, okay.
Okay.
5257. 5257. Here is your question. Maya Angelou became the first Black woman and first African American to read a poem at a presidential inauguration. whose inauguration did Maya Angelou read the poem to?
I think that was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is correct. Where am I? What number?
That was right, wasn't it, Pastor?
Yes, sir, that was right. That was right. That was correct.
Okay.
Where am I?
Believe
five
Pastor would be 5440. Hold on. You just finished with 5257, so yeah, it would be 5440.
All right.
Right, Minister?
That's right.
Okay.
5440, here is your question.
Yes, sir.
Here's your question. What magazine did John H. Johnson create in 1945? What magazine did John H. Johnson create in 1945?
I'm going to say Ebony. I don't know.
Ebony is correct.
Oh, yes.
Ebony
go
is
ahead,
correct.
I'm
with it,
man.
Huh? What'd you say?
That was an educated guess.
Hey, that was a good one. That was a good one. 2314. Here's your question. What was the name of the protests in the South in which black and white kids rode together on buses? What was it called?
What was the protest called?
It was called Freedom Rides. Freedom Rides. 25088. 5088. Here is your question. Which amendment to the United States Constitution made slavery illegal? Which amendment to the United States Constitution made slavery illegal?
The 12th Amendment.
Nope, it was the 13th Amendment.
Close.
Uh-oh. Five two five seven.
Oh.
Gonna switch back to biblical questions. 5257. I'm gonna switch back to biblical questions. Who were the first disciples that Jesus called? Who were the first disciples that Jesus called?
Simon and Peter.
Those are the same person.
Simon, Paul,
you had it halfway. It was Peter and Andrew. Peter and Andrew. Peter and Andrew. 5440. 5440. Here's your question. What is the name of the African American that helped design the blueprint for Washington, D.C.? What was the name of the African American that helped design the blueprint for Washington, D.C.?
I should know this. I'm going to pass.
The name is Benjamin Banneker.
Oh, Benjamin. Okay.
Benjamin Banneker. I'm at 2314. Am I back at 2314?
Yes, sir.
2314. What was the name of the first black-owned newspaper in America? What was the name of the first black-owned newspaper in America?
The first black. I think it would have to pass on that.
It was called Freedom Journal. Freedom Journal. 5088. Here is your question. Taraji P. Henson played Katherine G. Johnson in the movie Hidden Figures. What were they known for? Taraji P. Henson played Katherine G. Johnson in the movie Hidden Figures. What was she known for?
Oh, I didn't even see that, but I saw a preview. They were calculating. They were doing something with the mileage or something like that. Let's see. They were calculating. No, they weren't calculating mileage. They was doing something with numbers, mathematics, the distances. As far as the plane going, wow.
Okay. All right. You suffered enough. I'll tell you. You were twisting and turning there for a while. Yo.
Was I close?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
it was something
in a way you were.
I know.
It had to do something with math. Katherine G. Johnson was known for, as you say, helping NASA reach the moon. She was one of the mathematicians, like you said, that calculated how much time, space, energy, and all of that it would take to reach the moon. That's what that movie was about. Those black women.
Okay,
there were several
I didn't even watch the movie, but yeah. Okay. I knew some numbers were somewhere in there.
All right. 5257. 5257. This is your question. Go down, Moses, and nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Are known as what type of songs? Go down, Moses, and nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Are known as what type of songs?
Slave songs? Songs?
They're known as spirituals, Negro spirituals. Mm-hmm. Negro spirituals.
Amen. I was
going to
say underground.
I'm almost at the end now. We almost. I'm going to give you a break. All right.
Mercifully.
Okay. Who's the next one? What's the next number? 5440. Who is the founder?
Okay.
Who is the founder of Black History Month?
Oh, Lord.
It was called Black History Week at that time, but now it's Black History Month. Who was the founder?
Oh, my God.
I'm just
going to
guess.
Thurgood
Marshall. I don't know that one. Jean, help me.
His name is Connor G.
Woodson.
Carter G. Woodson. 2314. This is your question. What famous boxer originally was called or named Cassius Clay? What famous boxer was originally named Cassius Clay?
Was it Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali is correct. Muhammad Ali is correct. All right. I got just a few more questions, enough to give one more round of questions for everyone. We'll start with what was the last number that I had?
Well, actually, Miss Jean would start, so you really would need to do the other three numbers to have it level out.
Okay. 5088.
Correct.
5088. Who wrote the book Roots?
I knew that.
Oh, Lord. Isaac, no. It's Haley. The last name is Haley.
Okay.
Haley.
Correct answer is Alex Haley.
Alex Haley.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Alex Haley.
Okay.
Amen. 5-2.
Her pastor?
Yes.
Pastor Rogers?
Yes.
Are you giving Deacon Rainey that one?
Yes.
Okay.
5257. 5257. This is your question. In 1939, Marian Anderson performed in Washington, D.C. at what place? In 1939, Marian Anderson performed in Washington, D.C. I'll give you a hint, in front of which monument?
Was it Carnegie Hall?
No, it was the Lincoln Memorial. It was the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay, Pastor, this will be the last one in this round, and let you start a whole nother one with everybody. But 5440 will be the last one in this round.
Okay, I got enough to do one more round. I got enough
okay,
to do
so
one more round.
Okay, so you're gonna do. Okay, one, two. So you got five more, right?
Yes, I got five more.
Okay then. So okay.
All right.
So finish up.
I got.
Okay.
Who's next?
5440.
5440. This is your question. What do the initials NAACP stand for? NAACP.
National African National African American. The background noise. I know half of it, I feel.
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That was the answer.
I should be ashamed.
All right, 2314. 2314. What was the name of the organization that Martin Luther King started? What was the name of the organization that Martin Luther King started?
Of the organization.
Yes.
I'm trying to think here. I won't say.
Was it the Southern Leadership Conference?
Yeah.
Southern Leadership Christian Conference. The Southern Leadership
Conference.
The Southern Leadership Christian Conference.
Okay.
All right.
It's Digging It's Rainy time.
Digging It's Rainy?
Mm-hmm.
This is your question. What part of New York City became popular place for African American artists, writers, musicians in the 1920s? What part of New York City became a popular place for African American writers, artists, musicians in the 1920s?
Harlem.
All right.
Harlem is correct. Harlem is correct. 5-2, 5-7. 5-2, 5-7. What great jazz musician is known by the nickname Satchmo? What great jazz musician
Louis Armstrong
is known by the name Satchmo?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong okay. is correct. Louis Armstrong is correct. I got
this
one
will
more.
Be the last
I
mean, one.
All right.
This will be the last.
I got a good one. Who's
oh,
ready for
Lord.
This one? Who's this last person?
This is Whitney. This is for Whitney. And Whitney, you need to win this, and you can tie up with someone if you get this right. We'll have a tie.
Okay.
I'm going to give Whitney a question. Not that I'm trying to cheat anyone, but I want to give Whitney a time-sensitive question. What year, what decade did the rap music genre start? What decade
oh,
did the rap music genre start?
I'm going to say 1980.
Correct. It was the 1980s. Amen. All right. Scorekeeper, let me know who we got. What we got?
You have a tie right now. You have a tie with Deacon Rainey and Whitney.
All right. I got bonus questions.
And hold up.
Okay.
And Miss Jean has three.
I only got it out for two.
No, I well.
She should have three.
I got three. She should have three. Yeah,
okay,
she got three. Sister Rainey got three, and Sister Whitney
well,
has
then it's
three.
A three-way tie. Well,
yeah.
Then it's a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
You can make it be between Whitney and Miss Rainey.
Let me explain. I'm going to disqualify you one at a time, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to ask
okay.
bonus questions. If you can't answer your question, then you're out. All right. Then you got to go to the next person. All right. All right. Doesn't matter. I thought this all out. I figured we may have a tie. All right. First one goes to Ms. Mangum. Who was the first black woman United States senator? Who was the first black woman that was a United States senator?
I'm going to lose that one. Hold on one second here. I'm thinking it.
Carol Moseley Bryant out of Illinois. Carol Moseley Bryant. All right.
Oh, okay.
That takes...
I was thinking about Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
All right. We're down to two players. We're down to
okay.
two players.
Okay.
Down to two
All
players.
Right.
Who's next? Deaconess Rainey?
Deaconess Rainey.
Ms.
Yes.
Rainey, here is your question. Who was the first African-American woman to have her own weekly TV show called Julia? Who was the first African-American
Ooh.
Woman to have her own very own TV show called Julia?
I'm looking at her face. Let's see. Diane Carroll? Is that her?
Yeah.
Diane Carroll.
Go ahead, Miss Rainey.
Diane Carroll is correct. Amen. Whitney, you are next. Here's one. What was the name of the Supreme Court case that opened all public schools for black students? What was the name of the Supreme Court case that opened all public schools for black students?
I have two guesses. Oof. Brown versus Board of Education or Roe versus Wade?
Woo! Brown versus Board of Education is correct. Brown versus Board of Education is correct. Going back to Sister Deaconess Rainey.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Who was the first female bank founder and president in the United States? The first female bank founder and president of that bank in the United States. And the reason why it's in the United States, because there were some outside the United States as well. But who was the first black female to own a bank in the United States? That's the best way to put it.
I don't know that one, Pastor. I'm pass.
Her name was Maggie Leaner Walker. Maggie Leaner Walker. We still at a tie?
No.
Whitney needs to answer her question. No tie.
I need a question.
Whitney needs to answer her question.
Whitney has one more. I have another question, huh? I got one more question just to solidify.
Okay.
Earlier, I asked the question, what was the first black-owned newspaper in America? And the answer was Freedom Journal.
Mm-hmm.
For the prize, can you tell me who was the publisher of this newspaper?
Oh, Lord. Pass.
The publisher of the Freedom Journal was John Cornish. John Cornish. All right. Is that everybody?
If Minister McCullough's and I on the same page, nobody wins.
No, there's got to be somebody with more numbers.
Wait a minute.
Can't be a tie.
You had three. Miss Jean didn't do hers, that last group.
Deaconess
Rainey answered the question, and then Whitney answered the question. Then asked another question to break the tie. Then neither one of Deaconess Rainey nor Whitney, Sister Whitney, got the answer. So there is no winner. If you go
all right,
that
there
way.
Is no, 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 no. There will
but
be no tie.
Pastor, you did say you were disqualifying them through questions. So actually, Deaconess Rainey was disqualified, and Whitney was.
That's right.
I guess, she would be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Winner. Because you said you
I'm
were disqualified.
I'm going to do one more question.
Okay, let's do one more question
one more
between
round.
Those two. One more question between those two. One more question between those two. All right. Sister Whitney, here is your question. In 1956,
right quick.
Go right ahead.
Why don't you say this question and let for both of them, and whoever chimes in with the right answer wins.
All right. We'll do that.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
We could be
all right. This will be the tiebreaker. All right. In 1957, who won the U.S. Open singles in Wimbledon? In 1957, who won the U.S. Open singles in Wimbledon? Anybody? Those two, brother.
Right.
No idea.
All right. Second question. Who was the first African-American Supreme Court judge?
Thurgood Marshall.
Who said that?
Whitney.
All right. You are the winner.
Yeah.
You are the winner. You are the winner. You are the winner. Thank you so very much. Our prize tonight is a $25 gas card. It will help you along the way. You'll be able to get a little gas. It'll take you just a little ways. Probably give you half a tank, which is good. Half a tank is better than no tank. Amen. So we hope that... you will be able to use that to your benefit. Whitney, if you would stay on the line, Miss Mangum will be the one who will mail that to you.
Can I
jump? Yeah, somebody have her information.
Go right ahead, Whitney.
I'm home. Can I donate it to somebody who needs it? Who still drives to work? Is anybody? Is there somebody else that needs it?
I do.
I just play for fun. You can have it, Pastor. You take it.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
I just play for fun.
You are the rightful winner. I tell you what, Whitney, you are the rightful winner. We're going to give you the card, and you give it to whoever you want to give it to.
Exactly.
Let's do it that way.
Well, thank you.
All right. You are the winner, so you get the card, and then you can give it to whoever you want to give it to.
Please
Amen.
Enter your password, then press pound.
Amen.
Who is that? Huh? Like I said before,
please enter your password, then press pound.
Okay, somebody's using
it. Or trying to get in.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Enter your password and press pound. I guess somebody needs to know.
Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.
All right. Well, thank you all so very much for being on the line tonight. I hope that we have learned something through our Black History Trivia Contest. Please tell someone about the Bible study every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We're going to continue our Bible study next Tuesday night. We have a very interesting Bible study. And then the week after that, we're going to have a topical discussion. So please continue to listen and to support First Baptist of Holly Springs. We thank you so very much for all of you who have participated tonight. Some of you who were on the line who did not participate, you were there to listen and to cheer us on. I want to thank First Lady. I want to thank Minister McCullough for being our scorekeepers for the night, because it was hard for me to keep up with the numbers and with the scores. Does anybody have anything they want to add?
I enjoyed it. I think it was very fun. I learned a lot.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Minister McCullough, would you give us our closing prayer?
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you, first of all, just to say thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to meet here on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
God, and we thank you for what we have learned on this evening, God. And we pray, God, that you will be with the remainder of this week, God. Watch over us and keep us in your care. And keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless everyone we end this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Y'all like my sound effects?
I was just saying. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That was pretty good, Pastor.
Yeah.
Well, y'all have a good week. I got a studio full of people here. I got a studio full. You all have a good week. And we'll see you Sunday. Amen. God bless you tonight.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Lord, I'm determined to go. Thank you.
by nobody else. I wanna see.